Welcome to the Message to the World podcast, The Simple Things in Life. Do you ever think of how wonderful your bed is? I was reminded of an incident in my life while watching a program on TV the other day. It was one of those programs where a team reconstruct a home for a needy family. The family consisted of a father and five sons, from 14 years old upwards. The desire of the boys was simply to have a decent bed to sleep in because they slept on the floor. So how much does your bed mean to you? A good few years ago, I went grape picking in France. I was actually on my way to Italy to work, back in the days of backpacks and phone booths. No trolley bag, cell phone, computer or credit card. I decided to go grape picking and then leave from France to Italy. The journey, well, was traumatic, but that really is for another time. Enough to say I didn't think I would make it to Rome, and the thought of a bed to sleep in was forever distant. I had planned to stay at the YWCA, which was supposedly near the station. It had been a long and uncertain journey from France. I was exhausted from the grape picking, my boots were dusty, my nails stained with grape juice, and I didn't speak any Italian. Our train was late arriving in Rome. It's never a good idea to arrive in a foreign town which you don't know at night. Everything seems just so strange, and yes, even frightening, as you don't know who to trust and where you should be going. As I walked out of the station, I was accosted by people trying to sell places to stay. I kept to my plan, and I found a taxi. The taxi driver had brought who I assumed to be his wife along. I had the address of the YWCA. I thought this would be easy. I showed them the address. The taxi driver said a sort of and we set off. We went round and round in circles. He couldn't find the road. Then both of them started ranting at me in Italian. It sounded as if they were angry with me. Since then, I've discovered that this is simply how Italians talk. But at the time, I started to feel like all this had been a bad idea. At one point, I even got out of the taxi and asked a couple where the YWCA was. Well, I showed them the address and made relevant signs. I was starting to get nervous, and my only thought was a bed. A comfortable, safe bed. The taxi driver and his wife seemed to have absolutely no idea where the YWCA was, and I was really longing for that bed. Then suddenly the taxi driver yelled something, and there we were. My address had been correct. Maybe the guy wasn't a taxi driver, and him and his wife had seen an opportunity to earn a bit of cash. I was so grateful to have found my planned destination. I got a room and breathed a sigh of relief when I lay down on the bed. The next day, I was up early to continue my journey to the town I was going to work. I headed towards the station, which I discovered was only 5 minutes' walk away from the YWCA. I must have been in some kind of time warp the night before, but the less said about that, the better. So off I trot to the station, and someone said good morning to me. I must have looked so English and touristy. Suddenly, outside the station, about 6 gypsy children jumped on me. I felt their hands all over me looking for money, but I had it well hidden, and with a few rather strong English words, pushed them all off and told them where to go. I felt a mix of anger and aloneness. I went to get my ticket, only to discover there were no trains, as there was a strike. Now, the bed at the YWCA once more gained a new meaning, and I headed back. The receptionist told me I was lucky to find a room there that time of year. I didn't go out for the rest of the day. Now it sounds silly, but I was scared. Hunger didn't bother me. It's strange how scary the world can appear when you don't understand the language or the place where you find yourself. I must admit, I'd never forgotten how good that bed felt. Thanks for listening. If you would like help in getting your message out to the world, please visit my website, www.howtopodcastexpert.com. See you next time.